Ever get the feeling that AI is like, a super smart friend, but they just sometimes miss the point? Like they can write a poem that rhymes, but it's like it just doesn't get what makes a poem good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the challenge of AI alignment.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're teaching these large language models, LLMs, to use language, but how do we teach them to use it well in a way that, aligns with human values and preferences?
And that's what we're diving into today, right? We got our scuba gear and we're going deep into this paper. It's called ASFT, Aligned Supervised Fine-Tuning Through Absolute Likelihood.
Yeah.
It sounds a little intimidating, but trust me, the insights here, they're worth it.
Oh, it really is fascinating stuff. This whole idea of aligned AI, it's really about bridging this gap between, just mimicking human language and actually truly understanding what we mean, what we value.
Yeah, and we're not just talking about like, avoiding robot uprisings here, right? It's about making sure that our AI creations are actually helpful, that they're aligned with what we want, not just spitting out stuff that's technically correct, but ultimately useless or even like nonsensical.
Exactly. And for a long time, the go-to approach for this has been something called reinforcement learning from human feedback,
Yeah.
or RLHF.
Yeah.
It's a mouthful, I know.
It is.
But the idea is pretty simple. You have humans rate the AI's outputs, right? So thumbs up for good, thumbs down for bad, and the AI uses that feedback to learn what works and what doesn't.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Like training a digital puppy with treats, but
Yeah.
I'm sensing a but here. There's always a but in AI, right?
Always a but. And you're right, RLHF has its limitations. For one, it can be really computationally expensive because you're essentially training two models, one to generate the text and then another one to judge it. It can also be, a little bit unstable. Sometimes these models, they get stuck in this loop of just trying to game the system.
So it's like a clever dog who learns to play dead for treats, even if it doesn't really understand why you think it's so funny.
Yes, exactly. They figure out how to get those virtual treats without
Oh.
really understanding what they did right.
Yeah.
And that's called reward hacking, and it's a real headache in AI alignment.
Okay, so RLHF, promising, but with its flaws. So that's where DPO comes in, right? Direct preference optimization, that sounds a little more straightforward.
Exactly. DPO takes a much more direct approach.
Yeah.
So instead of those thumbs up, thumbs down ratings, you just show the AI two different outputs and ask which one do you prefer.
Okay.
And that
Okay.
really simplifies the whole feedback loop and it makes the learning process a lot more efficient.
So it's like a taste test for AI, right?
Yeah.
Like output A, that's got that human touch. Output B, not so much. I like that. But I'm guessing that DPO has its own set of limitations too, or else we wouldn't be talking about ASFT.
You're catching on. You're absolutely right. DPO, while it's more efficient than RLHF, it still often relies on these complex models and these comparisons that can be tricky to manage.
Okay.
And that is where ASFT comes in. ASFT offers kind of a refreshingly straightforward solution here.
Okay. I am all ears. What makes ASFT the star of the show here?
It really comes down to how ASFT optimizes that learning process. So remember how we were just talking about DPO, and it's all about those relative comparisons, like A is better than B.
Right, yeah.
ASFT ditches that whole thing.
Wait, no more taste tests? How does that even work then?
So instead of asking the AI to kind of pick between different outputs, ASFT goes straight to the source. It focuses on maximizing the likelihood that the model is just going to produce that preferred response directly. You don't need to compare to another option.
So it's not about like picking winners and losers. It's about getting the AI to like intrinsically understand what makes a response good.
Yes.
That's fascinating. Okay. So what does that look like in practice? How do you even begin to do that?
Okay, so imagine a hiker, right? And they're navigating a mountain range. And they want to get to this comfortable valley, but they keep encountering these treacherous peaks. With ASFT, it's kind of like we're giving that hiker a really detailed map and a compass, and we're guiding them directly towards those valleys and helping them avoid those, those hazardous peaks altogether.
So no more stumbling around in the dark for our AI hiker. We've got night vision goggles, GPS, the whole thing.
Exactly. That's a great way to put it. And the really cool thing about this is that it actually eliminates the need for a separate reference model, which some of those DPO methods rely on.
Okay.
So it's like ASFT doesn't need to consult a guidebook that's written for a totally different mountain range.
Right.
It can navigate this new terrain with its own internal compass.
So it's leaner, it's faster, it's more self-sufficient. No clunky reference materials required.
Gotcha. I can see why that's kind of a game changer.
Yeah.
But I'm dying to know, like, does this actually translate into real-world results?
Oh, absolutely. They really put ASFT through its paces, testing it on some of the toughest benchmarks out there.
Yeah, like one of them, for example, is called Arena Hard. And this thing is basically the ultimate test of an AI's ability to follow instructions, generate all these different creative text formats.
Okay.
Like, think of it as like the AI equivalent of those, you know, those reality competition shows where the contestants are facing these crazy new challenges each round.
Okay, so high stakes, high pressure. How did ASFT do?
ASFT didn't just survive Arena Hard, it thrived. It showed like a 48% improvement over standard fine-tuning methods.
Whoa.
Which is, I mean, that's like going from jogging a mile to running a marathon in record time.
48%, that's not just like a step forward. That's like a huge leap. Okay, so Arena Hard crushed it. Any other benchmarks where ASFT like flexed its muscles?
Yeah, they also tested it on MT Bench, which is another really challenging one. And the performance gap was a little bit smaller there, but it still consistently, you know, held its own against the competition. So it's not just a one-trick pony.
It's a consistent overachiever. I like it. But let's be real, no AI is perfect, right? So what about ASFT? Does it have any weaknesses? What's its kryptonite?
Yeah, you're right. There's always room for improvement, right?
Yeah.
And one of the things they pointed out was the need to kind of fine-tune ASFT's hyperparameters.
Okay.
Think of it like, you know, those little settings that you adjust on like a really high-end espresso machine.
Yeah.
Just to get that like perfect shot.
Gotcha. So finding that perfect blend. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. What else? Any other areas where ASFT could use a little boost?
Oh, one thing that kind of surprised the researchers was that, you know, while ASFT can do all these amazing things with language, it still seems to struggle a bit with like mathematical reasoning.
Interesting.
Yeah. It seems even with all of these advancements, ASFT hasn't quite cracked the code on calculus.
Okay. So our AI friends might be able to write a sonnet, but they might still need our help balancing a checkbook.
For now, at least.
Okay, well, that makes me feel a little bit better, actually.
Yeah, it just highlights that there's still so much we're learning, right?
Yeah.
About what AI can do and how to best align it with, you know, all of these different human capabilities.
Totally. This is just the beginning.
Okay.
Okay, so before we, like, get too far ahead of ourselves, let's zoom back in on, like, what makes this approach so groundbreaking? And it really comes down to those gradients, right? Like, the way ASFT is guiding the learning process of the AI.
Yeah, you got it. Gradients are key here.
Yes.
So, you know, imagine, like, you're training for a big race.
Okay.
Gradients are like your coach's feedback.
Okay.
Right? Telling you whether you need to push harder, slow down, adjust your form.
Okay.
So that you can improve.
Like a personalized training plan, but for AI.
Exactly. Exactly. Gotcha. And the way that ASFT calculates these gradients, that's really what sets it apart. Remember those visualizations that we were talking about earlier?
Yeah.
Like, if you imagine this landscape where all the valleys, those represent the areas where the AI produces these like really great preferred responses.
Okay.
And then the peaks, those are the areas of, you know, undesirable outputs.
Right.
ASFT is essentially making like a much steeper slope leading away from those undesirable peaks.
So it's like giving the AI a stronger nudge or maybe like a warning sign, don't go this way.
Exactly. It's like having that hiking guide who not only knows the best paths, but can also kind of gently steer you away from those, you know, dangerous cliffs.
Yeah.
So it just makes that whole learning process smoother, faster, ultimately more aligned with what we want to achieve.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so ASFT, the ultimate AI hiking guide. I love it. But in all seriousness, this all sounds incredibly promising. So where do we go from here? What's next for ASFT? What's next for AI alignment?
So we've got this incredibly promising technique in ASFT. It's streamlining AI training, making models more aligned with human preferences, and even showing like remarkable progress in areas where traditional methods have really struggled. So what's next? I mean, is ASFT the magic bullet we've been waiting for?
Well, it's certainly a major step forward, but like any cutting edge technology, you know, it's not without its challenges.
Right.
And the researchers behind ASFT, you know, they're the first to admit that there's more work to be done.
Okay. That makes sense. So what kind of challenges are we talking about here? Like, what are the hurdles that still need to be cleared?
Well, one thing that comes up again and again in AI research is this need for robustness.
Okay.
We want our AI models to be reliable, not just in the lab, right, but out there in the real world.
Right.
Where they might encounter, you know, messy, unpredictable data. So like making sure our AI hiking guide can handle like a sudden downpour or having to navigate off trail.
Exactly. We need ASFT to be able to adapt, to perform well, even when it's faced with the unexpected.
Mm.
And another, you know, area of ongoing research is scalability.
Okay.
Right now, training these large language models, it takes a lot of computational power.
Yeah.
And that's not something that everyone has access to.
It's like having the blueprint for a faster spaceship, but needing a rocket engine the size of a small planet to actually make it work.
That's a great analogy. So finding ways to make ASFT more computationally efficient, you know, that's going to be key to really unlocking its full potential.
Right.
And making it accessible to, you know, a much wider range of researchers and developers.
So more research, more tinkering, more breakthroughs on the horizon.
Absolutely.
I like it. But what's exciting is that ASFT feels like a glimpse into the future of AI, one where these models, they aren't just tools, you know, they're more like collaborative partners.
Yeah, I think that's a great way to put it. ASFT is really pushing us closer to a future where AI isn't just mimicking us, it's understanding our intentions and helping us reach, you know, new heights of creativity, of problem solving.
It's like we're handing our AI partners a microphone instead of just a script.
Okay, right.
And we're saying like, okay, join the conversation. Let's see what we can create together.
And who knows what kind of incredible symphonies we might create together,
mm-hmm.
right? When you combine that human ingenuity with these, you know, these growing capabilities of AI.
It's a future brimming with possibilities.
It really is.
Well, on that note of boundless potential, I think we'll wrap up this deep dive. So until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep your minds wide open to the incredible world of AI.